Because now we got to separate the artist from the work, or we'll never be able to enjoy work.
Yeah.
We all got to have sex and silence now because of R. Kelly. Like, ain't nobody listening to slow jams no more. You don't know what's safe.
Is he talking about women's double kids? Double.
One time, I told that joke, and a guy heckled me in the crowd. Like, I was like, I want to teach my kids the Bible. This guy said, boo. Then he got real, and he said, go yourself. And I was like, whoa, easy, guy. It's called thyself. Reach around.
And I got laughs because of how I used it.
Right.
But if I would have stayed, would have just been like, go F myself. No, f- you. You know what I'm saying? If I would have did that, then everybody would be like,
no.
Like, daddy's angry again. You know what I mean? Like, it would have had that effect on. I knew, because I've gotten upset on stage, and I watch, like, comedians' whole just countenance just drop. Like,
yeah.
Like, Lionel. Like, what is wrong with you?
What's happening up here?
Yeah, so.
Let a naysayer know.
You say naysayer.
Yeah, you didn't see that?
I never seen that.
Bro, that's okay. So, you know, they have the college football playoffs. The quarterback for Alabama has like t-shirts that he wears and is LANK, Lank.
Okay.
Right? And he said that it stands for let a naysayer know. And the dude from college football live, like the announcer, I forgot his name, but he was talking about the kid, and he was talking about the t-shirts that he wears.
Right.
Right? He's like, and such has the he wears the shirts that say Lank, which stands for let a naysayer know. And bruh, everybody on the panel, Pat McAfee was on the panel. Yeah. You know, Pat McAfee was like, whoa. He's like, I didn't know where that was. He's like, I didn't know where that was going. No, everybody on the panel was laughing because Pat McAfee said what everybody was saying.
Yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
Like, you had, he's
naysayer,
like,
huh?
Naysayer, huh? That's what it means. Bruh,
that's what
like,
we doing.
He's like, you handled that pretty smoothly.
He was so about to do.
No, that was, I forgot his name, bro. Is it something Nussberg? I don't know, but he was so, he didn't even realize why they was laughing. He really didn't know.
Oh, yeah. The innocence of.
He was so innocent. And he was like, yeah, naysayer. It's like, oh, let a naysayer know, huh?
Let a brother know. That's funny, bro. I was thinking about, I told you that I was thinking about adding a segment for myself, which isn't a humor segment, but I'm like, I hesitated. Huh?
I said, you could do it.
You could make fun of it.
We could make fun of it.
Being serious for a moment.
Serious for a moment.
The one thing I think, like a segment I want to do is just like somebody, like I want to put a spotlight on something. So, all right, I'm a big music fan when I was, like, coming up. So, musician, played instruments, produced music, used to DJ, had radio shows, all that kind of stuff. So, music has heavily influenced my life, but I haven't really been into it, like, as much in really in adulthood, but I'm going to say especially recently. Now, when I hear somebody or see somebody doing something really good, I always like make sure I make it a point to sit and savor it. You know what I'm saying? Because it'd be so much like, I hate to use the word trash because I don't like it. I don't like that we use the word trash to describe people and stuff now. I think that's a reflection of how society is right now. You could just walk up to another person and call them trash, bro. Like we slipping. Like ain't no brotherly love out here no more. But I mean, this is obvious. A lot of people's favorite MC at this time or at the top is people consider J. Cole one of the, you know, greats right now. Now, for
Jermaine
Cole, yeah. But for me, just because everybody's saying something, I mean, it might get my attention, mm-hmm. it might not, but I'm like, I'm past my prime on hip hop right now. So for me, it doesn't. But it was this one song. It's this one song he had with Rhapsody, artist Rhapsody.
Okay.
It's called Sojourner. And I listened to this brother verse, and it was so, like, I identified so much with what he was saying. It felt like it mirrored so much of my life, down to the him talking about, like, wondering if his, like, because he's not shallow, essentially, like, because he thinks a little bit beyond what everybody else is on, is that going to separate him from the youth and the culture and stuff like, those are the fears and stuff that went through his head. This is how I felt my whole life, because I've always been just a little different, and I know that. But that's what made me went and go check out, like, the Brothers of the Catalog of music. And he's one of the few people out here that is just actually saying something. Of course, he's spitting. Yeah. And he got, but I mean, like, and bro, I just be appreciating that, bro. When I see just good, somebody just excellent at their craft, bro, that joint is inspiring. Like, yeah. And I want to see more of that, because I feel like so much mediocrity is just is poison in every aspect of the arts. It's just mediocrity, bro. The internet making us want to have, even us having to do this. You know what I'm saying? We got to have content. We got to feed the beast so we can build a brand. But in all honesty, is it better that we're putting out so much like now? I don't know, bro. I think quality is suffering. And then we just got to put a green screen up behind us and everybody just reacting. Like, it's a whole nation of reacting. We all just reacting. This is my reaction to their reaction to the reaction they had. And then, and they get views, millions of views, because I reacted. that's what got me famous. I reacted. I think, like, I don't know, bro. I don't like it, man. And I know I'm alone, so don't even worry about commenting on how whack you think this is. I know, but I'm just saying, it's how I feel. And so shout out to J. Cole. Also, Coach Contra, them young brothers out there. Just people I'm hearing doing, like, just saying something.
Right.
That's what I wanted to do.
I'm going to say this. I thought that was supposed to be positive.
What? You thought what was
I thought, I thought that was supposed to be a positive segment.
Oh, you feel you let that, I let you down. Yeah. He depressed. Hey man, we do be calling each other trash.
Cause it just sounds like this is what's pissing you off. You know what's pissing me off? This mediocrity in the arts.
Bro, it does, man.
That's what you just
devolved into. Then maybe I should change the intro. What's pissing Lionel off, bro? Mediocrity.
There you go. Mediocrity in the arts.
Where is the, like, do anybody care about, like, everybody's want to be famous, but nobody want to be great. Like, people were automatically famous because they were great.
Greatness is hard, though.
Yeah. Fame is easier now, but fame used to be a byproduct of greatness. Yeah, That's why I was so elusive. Right.
Fame is easier now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Greatness is still difficult.
Yeah,
as difficult as it ever was. So,
fame is a jump off, and greatness is saving herself for marriage. that's what I'm gonna put on the end of that. That's the end cap. That's how I feel, bro.
That's it.
That's it, bro. Like, that's it. I just want to be inspired. Like, it's too much. It's too much. And then, like, because it's so much, it's making me not appreciate the stuff that was good at one time. Mm-hmm. I can't scroll through no streaming platform and sit down and actually commit to watching anything anymore. And if I do, I can barely make it through a whole, like, I'm telling you what I was watching. This is random. This is honorable mention. I'm going to throw out something random. I was watching The Greatest Night in Pop last night. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
It's about all the stars of the 80s coming together for We Are the World.
Okay.
All right. So Lionel Richie was, like, at the center of all this. And I was curious about it because you got Michael Jackson, you got Stevie Wonder, you got all these people coming together on the same joint. And one of the random things, this ain't got nothing to do with nothing, but this is, like, they gave so much detail about the night. Ray Charles was playing the piano, and Stevie Wonder was like right there with him, and Ray Charles was just stopped. He's like, man, I gotta go to the bathroom. And Stevie Wonder was like, he's like, I know where it is. And he got up and left with Stevie Wonder. And everybody was literally like, yo, that's the blind leading the blind, bro.
Want to be a comedian? Don't know how to do it? Come to Joker Day Live every first and second Thursday at Dave and Buster's in Virginia Beach, located in Lynn Haven Mall. Joker Day Live gives a platform and a stage for comedians of all levels, with a cash prize at the end of the night to the best set. Make sure and get there early. Doors open at 7 for food and drink specials. For good times, good food, good vibes. Go to LionelHarris.com for more information, for tickets, and how to sign up to perform. Joker Day Live.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, it was, I think my mind pivoted to that, because that was a time when you had like all that greatness in one room. You know what I mean? But that was just a little anecdote that they shared from that I thought was like pretty dope. That was
blind lead the blind. That is hilarious.
Bro, it was some little things in there that was super dope to them to put it behind the scenes. And the people like that, like Quincy Jones and people like that, is behind the scenes doing, like, them people, man. Like, that's what I'm saying. It ain't none of that no more. Forget the scandal. Forget the other stuff that we don't know the other side of their lives. I'm just talking about the work.
Yeah.
Because now we got to separate the artist from the work, or we'll never be able to enjoy work.
Yeah.
We all got to have sex and silence now because of R. Kelly. Like, ain't nobody listening to Slow Jams no more. You don't know what's safe. Is he talking about women? Is he talking about kids? Is he talking about? So, yeah, we got to have sex. I was thinking about doing that tonight. That was one of the jokes I was thinking about working on. Having sex in silence now because of
the instrumentals. He ain't got this. I can't do lyrics.
You can't, because somebody play the instruments and they're going to get caught up in a scandal. You can't even do it. You can't even do that. You can't even do instrumentals, bro.
Listen to Andre 3000 flute album every time. Jazz flute.
Then he was like, he was beating Eric Badu. Like, God. Ain't listening to nothing. Yeah. Clearly just a joke. Huge Andre Three Stacks fan. He's one of them people, obviously. When I listen to a verse, it's like, thank you.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I thought you meant you separate the artist from the art with him.
Like, he seems to be who he portrays himself to be. I don't know. I could be wrong. He is elusive. He's starting to give more interviews now, but he seems like he is who he is.
Yeah. A weirdo.
Yeah. He seemed like a true artistic, like, walk barefoot in the grass, then ground himself. You know what I'm saying? Type dude. You know what I'm saying? And ain't nobody mad at a boy because, I mean, he's excellent at his craft. So that's what I'm saying. That's what you need. That's what you need. So, all right, man. That's it. You got anything else?
Nah, man, we've been going for a while.
If y'all haven't yet, please like and subscribe to the podcast. Thank you for everybody who has been watching. People, I've been going out or whatever, and people have been like, hey, actually, so, you know, talking to me about an episode. I appreciate that. Tell somebody. Help it to grow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, tell your mama, tell all her friends, you know.
Yeah, tell somebody, man. Share it. You know, it's going to get better. And then people that's like, yo, I'm waiting for it. Like, we're going to get the fan. Like, all that's coming. But rock with us while we still humble. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because once we get, you know, big headed and fame,
that's what I'm saying.
Driven, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, you know,
yeah,
it's gonna come with the territory that we gonna, you know, start ignoring people and kind of treating them like they're beneath us. Like, that's just the natural way of things.
That's the evolution. That's a circle of life, bro. Yeah. A circle of life. Like,
I can't wait to start treating people like they're beneath me.
Yeah, bro. Yo, love me before I become a asshole. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's the lesson. That's the title of this episode.
Yeah.
Love me before I become an asshole. Yeah. love me now.
Love me now. On the ground floor. While I'm still humble.
Right. While I'm pushing the mailroom cart. Like, rock with me now, fam.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be long.
before I abandoned my family. You know what I'm saying?
I was about to make a joke, but I'm not. I'm going to let it go because I'll tell you why off camera. Thank y'all for watching Joker Day Podcast. Tell people where to find you.
David Griffin, comedian.
David Griffin Comedy?
Yeah, I couldn't even think. DavidGriffinComedy.com.
No. What is it? That's your website?
Let me look at the name of it.
I thought that was your social media. David Griffin Comedy.
Let me see. I got the website name.
And look, why he doing it? You can find me at Joker Day Podcast.
I'll be forgetting.
Because I don't have no individual like socials for the podcast. Other than Facebook, I got a comedian, Lionel Harris.
My bad. Go ahead.
Comedian Lionel Harris. And you can find links to shows. I'll be out here and I'll be traveling. As you know, I'm an international player. You might catch me on the high seas. You might catch me in the comedy club. You might, you know, catch me. Anyway.
DavidGriffinComedy.com, like I was saying before he confused me. DavidGriffinComedy.com.
You sure?
Coffee and beignets on YouTube. Me and my wife be talking about stuff on there. All that good stuff. DavidGriffinComedy.com, and I'm sure of it.
You sure? Make sure you're sure.
DavidGriffinComedy.com.
All right. Thank y'all for watching. Stay black, fight the power. I'm out.